Earth Day today, feast day tomorrow. England will celebrate the feast day of its patron saint, George. On this day, people remember what it means to be English rather than British. The holiday has become more popular lately. It is fiercely embraced in the historic city of Salisbury. Sue Ellicott has this report.
Let's have a look. It's all for a pound in a bowl. A pound a bowl. Any bowl a pound.
It's market day in Salisbury, picture book England. The 12th century cathedral is stunning. The chaps selling fruit and veg are cheeky. Even the sun is out.
Come on, you lucky people, have a look. It's the last of it in the bowl.
80 miles southwest of London, Salisbury is in the heart of well-off rural Wiltshire. It's a bastion for Britain's Conservative Party. The party is trying to make immigration an issue in national elections next month. In celebration of St. George's Day, the city will hang a brand new 30-foot by 15-foot St. George's flag, which it says is England's largest, over the market square. The holiday has troubling overtones. For years, the Red Cross on a white background has been the banner of choice for right-wing extremists.
Emma, can you bring a couple of those glasses here?
John Fotheringham runs Salisbury's George and Dragon pub, where his regular customers, many of them boozed up on this weekday afternoon, will mark St. George's Day with a hog roast, games of darts, and a boiled egg eating contest.
The record at the moment is 4.5 in 1 minute.
Presumably without the shells, I hope.
Yes, without the shells.
The landlord would like us to know that there's more to St. George's Day for his customers than acting silly while drunk.
Without getting political, I think they're celebrating that they're actually English. We've become a bit of a minority race.
Fotheringham and his friends are angry that the English do not have their own parliament. Yet he struggles to put into words exactly what it means to be English.
The English have become swamped by various other nationalities, and there's obviously English ale, the English way of life, fish and chips.
Making a fuss of St. George is relatively new. Now, St. George's Day is a moneymaker, which is maybe why Gail Pettifer, tourism marketing manager for Salisbury Council, is so excited.
It's an event to celebrate our Englishness, all the wonderful things, our history, our heritage, the colour, the vibrancy.
She's proud that Salisbury celebrates with events for families.
We've got people dressed as dragons. We've got people dressed as jesters going round. And it's so quintessentially English, isn't it, to walk around with a straw bowler hat and just have a good time.
Maybe so. But St. George himself has a bit of an image problem. According to 14th century legend, he killed a dragon with his lance and converted all the locals to Christianity. If you're part of modern, multi-ethnic Britain, you're probably not a fan, no matter how many dragon hunts the local tourist board lays on. Jessica Jones is a young black mother who just moved to Salisbury.
Is St. George Day something to do with the Irish culture?
No, it's the English patron saint, St. George. It's like the English National Day.
OK, so I haven't got a clue about any of this.
The paradox for the English who revere St. George is that he didn't exist. He's a mix of fact and fiction. One story holds he was a Turkish soldier who served in the Roman army. He first pops up in a book about saints by the Anglo-Saxon writer Aelfric around the year 1000 AD.
Party! St. George all the way!
Many of his admirers don't sweat the details. A group of 13 and 14-year-olds, who call themselves the Salisbury Massive, hang out off the market square. They plan to celebrate St. George's Day with an illegal rave.
So what does being English mean for you?
A lot. We've got the cathedral, we've got Stonehenge, we've got St. George, we've got St. George. It means a lot to the Salisbury Massive crew.
Yeah, that's it.
What's so good about being English?
It's brilliant, just brilliant. The E in England means a lot to me.
So what does it mean to you to be English?
Everything. We're so proud, man. We ain't black.
Maybe we should blame Shakespeare. He advanced the cult of St. George by including a reference to him in his play, Henry V. Cry God for Harry, England and St. George. Though Sir John Gielgud does it better.
God for Harry, England and St. George!
For NPR News, this is Sue Ellicott.